How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to CubeLookCast. In this episode, we will be going over the newly released... Okay, I just forgot what it was.
Remnant 2?
Remnant 2. Wow, my brain just shut off there.
Game's kind of regrettable. Oh, spoiler.
Not most of it, though.
No. It's just...
KZ saw me... No offense, KZ.
Whatever, we're relaxed on this podcast anyway.
We were talking about a bunch of other stuff.
I know. My brain literally just straight up shut off.
We only said we talked about Remnant for like 30 seconds, and then we were talking about a bunch of other games.
Well, Chuck's been playing Starfield?
Yeah.
I don't know. We were talking a lot about that, but
yeah, I don't want to say anything just because of like spoiler reasons, just in case anybody's ever gonna play it. But I mean, I told them basically what the game was about before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
We may still play it briefly.
But I would like to.
It is fun. Like the formula is literally Bethesda formula. Like if you like Fallout, like Skyrim formula, like you'll like Starfield.
Unfortunately,
the way that it feels.
I never actually play. I've always wanted to play like a few of the Fallout games, but I never have. Although I did play Oblivion years and years ago quite a bit.
Mm.
They're all pretty similar, just with different guns, different characters.
It's basically just a different skin, just like in a different place.
Yeah. You said there's even swords and melee combat in Starfield?
Which, it's actually pretty fun. Mm. If you run out of ammo, you just pull out your sword and go after people.
It's
really funny. Actually, yesterday, I was going through like some side quest mission. I found a katana.
What?
I've been running around with like this like rare katana, just murdering people. It's pretty awesome.
They're so unabashedly Bethesda in it, though. Like, they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The sword thing. There's even one thing you told me. Like, you said in Skyrim there's the Dragonborn.
Ben, did you change the thing?
Oh.
It's the whole time.
Oh. Yeah, you said in Skyrim there's the Dragonborn, right? But there's something in Starfield called Starborn.
Yeah.
I know more about it, but I'm not going to spoil or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just so weird. Like,
it's funny.
It's very strange. I don't. They could have come up with something a little bit more unique, but
yeah. I'm just. I don't know. I'm not. I'll try it. I might put a few hours in, but I'm not huge into like the unlimited. I know it's not unlimited, but like the expansive universe where it's like all procedurally
honestly
generated.
Don't have to do anything else except the main story.
Yeah, that's my. That's probably what I'm gonna do.
It's you just kind of rush through.
It's like it's exhausting to think about the possibilities because and knowing that they're all procedurally generated.
Mm-hmm.
Like
well,
no
the story locations aren't.
Yeah, that's probably why I'll just do.
But all the other ones are like, if you land on a planet, it's like, boom, it's random.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
you were showing us one of the planets. I don't know if it's a spoiler or not.
It was Earth.
Yeah, it was like barren and boring.
Earth is literally a giant desert with rocks, and I wasn't in a desert. It was in Florida.
What?
I was like, because it was NASA.
Mm.
Huh.
Which I hope that wasn't really a spoiler. I mean, it's literally NASA. It's on Earth anyways, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll all play it. I do want to try it just because it is a massive game. My initial impressions, just based on what I've seen, is that I don't know why it's not better based on the amount of money and time they put into it. Like, I saw you playing, and you showed me some insanely dumb bugs. Just like NPCs that were
the only awful. Times you ever watched me was when bugs were happening. And so that doesn't bode well.
Well, yeah.
I actually didn't have a lot of bugs.
There's that one where it zoomed into the NPC's mouth.
Like, yeah, but that wasn't game breaking.
No.
The only game breaking one was when JJ was watching and the guy got stuck in the elevator. That was the only game breaking one.
Eternal wants to know how big the file size was.
140 gigabytes.
Ooh.
That's
140. Huge. How big is No Man's Sky?
It's like GTA,
10?
Right?
It's yeah.
10 gigabytes for No Man's Sky.
It's because of the laziness of them trying not trying to compress the game.
They don't do that much anymore.
Because they're like, everyone has 2 terabyte hard SSDs now. Yeah. We don't need to compress the file size. It's like, why?
Well, it's the same way with FSR. You said FSR in the game was really blurry looking, but developers rely on it to optimize the games for them.
Yeah, so same with DLSS, though. But DLSS is amazing. DLSS is literally like magic.
DLSS.
Yeah, it's way better than FSR.
I don't know why they didn't do DLSS for Starfield.
AMD's
like, have some money. Don't put DLSS in the game.
Do they really pay them to not put... Oh my god!
The same thing with Jedi Survivor.
That's
Jedi Survivor never had DLSS.
I
it has it in there
that.
Now. but it doesn't. It didn't have DLSS in there before.
That's so anti, like, customer base.
Yeah. They want
like,
people to buy their GPUs so they can use FSR in it for the game to actually run.
I have to use FSR for to get decent frames in the city.
Of what?
The main city of Starfield.
But you having an NVIDIA GPU, you don't take advantage of the full FSR.
Yeah. But the thing is, all the other places, there's one city in particular, and I was telling this to JJ, and I actually showed you. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the underworld from Star Wars.
It looked pretty
cool. It was called Neon City.
Oh.
The place was amazing, and the quest line there was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of the places were pretty mid.
Yeah. Something else we played last night. So we started playing this at like, what would you say, like 10?
No, it was like nine.
Maybe nine.
9 o'clock.
So the Party Animals playtest just came out. You can request access, but I don't know if they give priority to people that buy it because I requested access and then I bought it and then I had it.
Same for me.
So I don't know. You might still be able to get it, but we were playing it from like 9 until 3 in the morning. Like, it is so good.
It was like, we didn't want to stop playing. Yeah. It was like 2 o'clock, and we're like, you guys want to do one more? Yeah. And we're like, yeah. And then that whole match ended, or it took us an hour to do.
And you were saying, towards the end, you're like, my face hurts from laughing so much.
Yeah, it was actually so fun.
You saw me playing it last night?
If you guys want, go on to Steam and request access to the playtest.
Turnal, you were the one that was playing, what was that game you were playing with us? Do you remember when he had like a really loud ringtone?
Oh, we were the Gmod game.
Yeah, it was like Cowboys or something?
No,
it wasn't Cowboys,
it
was the Mafia.
Mafia, that's what it was.
Treason.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about that. That was really funny.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But
yeah, we need to start playing games with you guys again.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't done that in a while.
If
people get Party Animals, we could maybe do streams for Party Animals. That'd be super fun.
Yeah,
I would love to stream that.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one for. We gotta
Party Animals, KZ. It's like a gang beast.
We've been talking about it for months, maybe even years at this point.
For at least a year.
It came out. They announced it 2020.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while.
Oh my goodness, has it really been that long?
It's one of those games that we're like, is it ever going to get released?
Yeah.
And when you play it, you'll see how fun it is.
It's amazing. It's like the mechanics are still kind of like floppy, but they're like really tight, as opposed to like Gang Beasts.
Once you understand how the beasts move or the animals move, it's just so good.
It's a lot more combat focused too. Like you can drop kick. You can charge up your attacks. The items are really good.
There's heavy weapons. There's light weapons. Yeah. There's guns. Not like guns.
Taser.
But like tasers. There's a freeze ray. And I guarantee there's going to be way more when the game releases.
So we were playing a lot of the combat mode, which is like Gang Beasts. But there are other modes like hockey. They're all team-based. Like a soccer type mode. $20 for a party game.
Seems kind of poop. Like, no. What? $20 for a game
that's
nowadays, really, KZ, is a steal.
That's
what kind
really
of party
good.
Games do you play that are less than $20?
Yeah.
Jackbox is like, what, $20 each pack or something? Yeah.
What is that? I'm thinking about Pummel Party. What is that? That was also $20.
Yeah. And Gang Beasts, I think, is $22, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
$20 for a party game is probably the standard.
If you have friends to play with, you can get hours. And like, I have like 5 hours in the game, and that was just the playtest. Yeah.
It has zero reviews on Steam right now.
Because it's not officially out yet.
You don't have $20. Request access for the playtest.
I don't know if that guarantees it, though.
It doesn't guarantee it, but at least you'll get a chance to be in the playtest. There's another playtest happening on the 15th, too.
Yeah.
And this playtest doesn't end until tomorrow. So.
It's so fun. Like, a lot of this concept is the same way, same as Game Beast, where you knock someone out, you pick them up, and then throw them off the map or whatever. But, this one, you can also you can knock people out so many times that you kill them. So, like, I would often grab Ben's head and then, like, headbutt him while he's knocked out until he dies.
You also did that to him in Party Animals.
Did I really?
What?
Wait. Oh. Wait, what? I was like, that's funny.
No,
I was thinking of another game or
at
something.
At the end, we kept ganging up on Nathaniel. And
he
was getting really mad last night.
He rage quit. I thought $10 was the baseline for party.
Baseline? No, $10 is like
$10 for any game is a steal. Like Terraria's $10.
Yeah, $10 for Terraria is ridiculous.
Well, I think it definitely warrants the $20 tag. I think that's perfect because the game is really refined.
Mm-hmm. If this was a big developer, it would be $60. Yeah. How much was Gang Beasts?
20.
15. I got it for 15.
It was
when it was on sale.
20? That's a good standard. But then it went free to play after a while.
No, it didn't.
Gang Beasts is not free to play.
Not free to play.
It's not?
Nope.
You're
thinking
sure
of Fall Guys.
I think Sam bought
it. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm talking about Fall
Guys. Fall
Guys
was 30.
It kind of has that in it, too. Like the game modes.
Yeah. Fall Guys, although we had a good time with Fall Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fall Guys was good.
But they never updated it past anything much different than that baseline.
It's so much different
it's
now.
A different game.
Within Epic a short period of time.
Well, they didn't do it for a while, but when Epic bought it, they updated it a lot.
I think Among Us kind of stole their
glory.
It was such a bad timing.
It was really, really bad.
It was like, I think 2 years later or something, I tried it, and there weren't many new maps.
No. Mm. There's so many maps.
There was Ben's in the background. All he's saying is no.
Ben, I tried it, and it was literally the same game. I never got any new maps.
You might have been on a rotation that was...
Yeah, you could do like a shuffle playlist.
I don't know. I think I had it on... It might have even been in Vermont. I'm not sure. I think it was on the Steam Deck.
They didn't update it for a while because they added the seasons, but each season wouldn't hold that much at the time.
You got permaban from Among Us Eternal? What did you do?
I don't think
what in the world?
You have to do something pretty bad to get banned from Among Us.
Permaband. Not just banned. Permaban.
I didn't even know that was
I
the
played
thing.
Among Us a couple months ago. It was fun. But it's like not the same. I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Just doesn't have that.
I mean, even when it was released, though, we played it, but it just didn't stick with me.
I mean, I think
it
I like
okay.
I like the community aspect of it because we played a lot with our subscribers.
You hacked in cosmetics. Okay.
I think one of the main reasons that I got tired of it after a while was there's the point where, like, if you die early, you got to wait for the rest of the rounds to be done.
I mean, it's also oversaturation.
What do you mean?
Of the game itself.
Not really. Like, it was big, but it was nowhere, like, Among Us level big.
Huh?
Wait, what are we talking about now?
We're talking about Among Us.
Talking about Among Us.
Oh, I was talking about Fall Guys.
Yeah.
We're just on a different page right now.
Yeah, you had to wait the whole, like, all the game modes until the end, until your friend died. Rubber Bandits?
The game that I put on one of my free lists, and then it... went paid, and then people were getting mad.
That wasn't even a paid version. That was literally like a
demo.
Was it the prologue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's made by Flashbulb. They made Trailmakers.
Mm. You and your Trailmakers, Ben.
We have like 200 hours in it.
Only?
I said I have 200 hours in it.
Speaking of 200 hours, Ben somehow got into GTA recently.
I don't have 200 hours
in it. No, I know, but it's like it's one of those games that like you can put a lot of hours into it really easily. But I will have to say, they've updated a lot, and it's so easy to get money now, especially if you AFK. Like, they added a nightclub, which is meant for, like, getting passive money there. It just generates it, like, a lot. They had an event this last week, and you would get, like, $150, $1,000 per, like, every 48 minutes in-game.
What?
I made over $10 million last week.
That's crazy.
And I AFK'd a lot. For that, but it was just insane.
Mm.
Like, I never made nearly that much, like, on the PS4 years ago.
Rockets versus Insurgents.
Yeah, we would play for, like, 45 minutes to get, like, 70K from that.
Yeah, I think, like, even the heist, you get, like, a mil, right? If even that.
The max heist is, like, I don't even think 2 million, and you have to split that with 4 people.
Even now?
Well, no, there are some much better heists. Mm. There's one where you get, like, 1.2 million each time, like, if you do it yourself, because there's a solo one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Chug and I played a heist, the Diamond Casino heist, which is actually pretty fun. But somehow it glitched. So my cut was going to be higher. It ended up being 15%. So I got 200K and you got like
1.2 mil.
Same like, thing what? That happened for me when me and you did the heist.
Yeah, but then we played the Caprico right after. And then it happened again. So I got like the lower 300 and then you got 1.2.
Well... It happened fully like that?
Yeah, it glitched. It glitched the other way this time.
Oh,
and so it kind of repaid us both for both things.
You submitted a playtest request. I would check your library because I never got an email.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure. No. I think they need to see an email and click it.
No, you don't.
If you didn't pay for it.
You just get an email that says you were granted it. You don't need to actually like.
Oh, yeah. Just keep checking your library every once in a while.
Other than that, I mean, we got the Halloween series coming up, which we've been talking about recently.
Yeah, I sent you guys a list of a bunch of games.
We got some good games this year.
So a lot of indie stuff. Indie titles.
Some of them look super unique. Like that one with the art style that's like.
The hand pencil drawn.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Yeah.
I meant like the other one that's. I don't know what the
Faith.
Art. Yeah,
the old like 1980s game.
I mean, it has
game.
The weird audio.
Yeah,
is that yeah?
That seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, I want to do that too,
but it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play Darkwood for a long time.
Yeah, we could do
that's
Darkwood.
The top right top view.
Yeah, whatever. Something interesting about Darkwood is that the developers, they developed it, they put it on like pirating sites for free before it was even out, something like that, and then they disappeared and no one even knew who developed the game.
Huh.
Then recently, within the last like 2 months, they came out and like said that they were the developers and that they're working on a new game. Oh, so wow. I'm actually pretty interested in playing that.
I remember Chug playing that and like streaming it, and it was actually like kind of really creepy. Just he was just in a house and there's like footsteps all around.
Is there a story?
I think so. Yeah, huh. I haven't played it in a while, but I never finished it.
A 24-hour
we never did a 24-hour
chimichanga stream
where we just eat chimichangas.
That sounds
we want to do
like I want chimichangas, but that sounds really gross.
Yeah. We want to do one where we play like Resident Evil 3 through.
Yeah,
because the Resident Evil 3 is only like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
24.
Yeah, we want to do more longer streams. We just got to get a list of games to do that with.
Yeah,
definitely. If you guys have any. What is it? Games that we could potentially play through.
You know, we could play some of those horror games over here.
Could. Yeah,
figure out which ones are short, and then all play them on the TV or something.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty interesting.
I mean, Amnesia: The Bunker is short.
Yeah,
I saw a clip from that. It does look pretty scary.
I've seen some stuff from it too.
Creature or whatever.
Oh, new Rust update. I haven't heard about that.
I don't know about new Rust update.
Oh,
I know they have like underwater bases now and stuff.
Good move, stream chair. Rust, yeah, I miss Rust.
Resident Evil stream, you got to bring back the chimneys. Yep.
The only thing I follow in terms of updates is Sons of the Forest, and every single like every other week, they release insane updates.
It's actually ridiculous.
Like overhauls to systems. Like now there's full stone building and stuff like that.
Wow.
Like it's a little tedious because like you have to get little stones, but they just keep adding to it. There's a lot of new enemies. There's some new weapons.
That's something else we got to play through once it. Fully comes out.
Yeah. Isn't that like in October when it fully releases?
I hope it's end of October. That way we can finish
November.
Up our games and then like
November we can do the official Forest game or podcast.
Yeah. Like they add story elements constantly, like things to find around the world so it's not as empty.
New bosses, stuff like that.
They've removed all the waypoints so you have to find everything yourself. You can't just go to all the blips on the radar.
Oh, wow.
So, it's going to be really cool.
Our next playthrough is going to be much longer.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
Yeah, Casey, the building is fun. I know Ben and I, like, after we all beat the game, Ben and I just spent forever building random stuff.
I have, like, 60 hours in it.
Yeah, I think I have 70.
Wow. Because
I actually really enjoyed the building. And I don't usually enjoy building in most games.
Like, I like just setting up the systems, like, where we have people up top cutting out trees, setting them down.
Yeah.
Love that.
Like Kelvin does a lot more now. They have like double wide log holders.
You can pick up like two, I think.
Did we kill him?
Yeah.
Or you killed him?
Yeah. No, we brought him back.
It was Ben and I, and I don't know what was happening.
It was one of the stupid like conjoined twin monsters.
Yeah, something was attacking us, and I think we threw some sort of bomb or something, and it killed him. Oh. I did the what is it? It was not a glitch. I guess you can call it an exploit.
Change the JSON, right?
Yeah, you go into the files and you click like he's not dead or something, and then it brings it back to life because it was like, why?
They have full electric systems now. Like you can make electric fences.
Yeah, you can have like solar panels and lights.
Wow,
that's sick.
Do you guys remember a rust base?
Yep,
it was ridiculous.
30 plus turrets and then shotgun trap every door.
So
every
big.
Time one of us that wasn't on all night logged on. We'd get killed by the turrets, so we'd have to approve on them.
Yeah.
Rust, I don't know if we'll get back into Rust, honestly. It's just, we get too into it.
Time suck.
It'd have to be, like, a scheduled thing. Like, maybe during, like, that Christmas period where like things are slow.
Yeah. You know what would be really fun is we start our own server and we have very specific rules. Like there's a raid period where anyone can raid or something like that. Mm. That'd be kind of fun because like it would make it more casual.
Yeah.
And we could aim for a more casual experience with it.
The only thing is it's hard to get people to play your server.
Yeah. It would really depend if people were interested or not.
Yeah.
Unturned is interesting.
We played that a lot.
I have a lot of Unturned.
Do you guys want to get into the Remnant 2 now?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Gameplay? Gameplay is a good place to start. I mean, that's kind of what the game's...
Let's explain it for the people who haven't heard Remnant before. So, Dark Souls with guns.
Yes, Dark Souls with guns.
It's a co-op Dark Souls with guns.
Three players, actually. It's
more wave-based than just typical Dark or Souls-like games. Like, you'll go in an area and enemies will spawn and rush at you. They don't really just, like, sit around unless they're a big enemy. Mm-hmm. And even then, oftentimes you'll see a big enemy and then these little ones will just, like, come out of the ground or
spawn. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that.
It is very much wave-based, yeah. Something else you need to consider if you're, like, thinking about playing this game is story is definitely not a component.
No way.
The thing is it's not like a Dark Souls or a... Elden Ring type story where it's like you can kind of pay attention to it.
There is no story. Yeah. Well, there is the story, but you need to like read up on it.
Well, the problem is like, yeah, you read up on those games, but in Remnant, they kind of like force it in your face and it's like the most mediocre story ever. Like even in the second game, because the first game was like, I mean, you can go back in our podcast on that one. We were like, we were disappointed with the story too. So it's like nothing different with this one.
The thing about Souls likes, like at least the reason I like them, and I know the reason Chug likes them, is that, number one, the world is difficult to survive in. If you die, you have to, like, go back to a certain area. So exploring is a lot more, it takes longer to do. So if you want to find cool weapons, you have to really explore for them. You have to figure out what the weapon does. You actually learn, like, everything about it. If you want to know more about the story, you actually have to go out of your way to talk to NPCs, do their little side quests and stuff that are still very vague. So it's all difficult. Remnant does that with its side stuff, but not with its main stuff. So I guess if you really wanted to not have like that super Souls-like experience, you could just play the force-fed main story. But as someone who likes the non-force-fed stuff, I really didn't like the way they presented the story.
I didn't like it either. I much prefer the formula of like Elden Ring, where it's like I didn't have to really pay attention to the story. And the dialogue was generally kept short. There was one time where we were talking to an NPC. I kid you not. It was like 5 to 10 minutes of him skipping.
I was skipping the
like
audio.
Pressing X or whatever and skipping like all the dialogue. We were dying laughing because it was like 10 minutes straight.
And when I thought it was ridiculous, it went on for like three times the length. Yeah. And it was insane.
I can't imagine someone sitting there and listening to the dialogue like and choosing an option to reply with. Like that must have been like 30 minutes.
And the thing is,
no, there was
no
option to reply with.
Oh.
It was him just ranting.
It's not even good dialogue. It's like this fantasy gibberish.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the root and this blah, 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 this crazy item here. Just like, it doesn't make any sense. And it's just pure, like, dribble a lot of times.
It's not interesting whatsoever.
And yes, Casey, Remnant 2 is the sequel.
Yeah, to Remnant from the Ashes.
And there's also Kronos from the Ashes, too. Right.
That one's a prequel. I'm pretty sure to Remnant. It's older. That's why there's no guns. It's more of a Souls like, which I've kind of been interested in it. But knowing the story and everything of Remnant, I'm like, have been hesitant to even try it.
We get the story part out of the way because it's definitely the worst part of the whole game. But there is a lot of good stuff about this game that even improved dramatically over the first game.
The gameplay, for sure. Like, the movement's tighter. It's, it runs better, but not... I had some issues.
Did the first one run bad?
I can't remember.
No,
I mean,
ran
I had a
really
different
pretty
PC
well,
at that
I'm pretty
time.
Sure.
I think by the time we played it, it was semi-old.
Yeah. It was. Mm-hmm. I think it had been out for, like, a year or two.
Yeah.
The bosses in this one, aside from a few,
I say
were really good.
75% of the game, at least the way we played it, the bosses were really good. And in the last maybe 30%,
the last two areas,
it dragged on so long, and the bosses for the most part were just not fun.
The other thing is they what do you call it? They like boss rush you, or like towards the end of the game when they throw a bunch of bosses. Yeah.
Which normally Elden Ring does that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, those bosses don't have hundreds of little side enemies that attack you while you're fighting them.
There was one that we were on for quite a while as the floaty guy. Do you remember that?
Which one? Spears? Towards the end?
The spears, and he would spam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well,
I think, so most of the time the enemies didn't spawn in those bosses. When they did, it just made it, it brought down the experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember if they did this in the first game, but there are particles everywhere. Particles that hurt you.
Yeah.
It's like you can barely see anything that's not a damaging particle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so chaotic sometimes that like the difficulty seems really artificial.
Yeah.
It's like it maybe if you got rid of half of these particles, I could actually see what I'm trying to dodge here.
I would say the last few bosses were not very good, but the start of the game, boss after boss, I think every time we're like, that was a really good boss.
They were really creative, too. Yeah. There were some, like, it was trying to hypnotize you or something, and you couldn't look at it, so you had to physically look away when it was doing this. There's one where, I don't even know if I call it a boss, but it was like a giant maze with these things that were like flipping over.
That one was like one of my favorite
things
in the game.
That was really interesting.
It was really cool.
I loved that. The labyrinth.
There were some other like typical, not generic, but like they were good. Like I enjoyed them, but they were just like, it was just a solid boss.
Mm-hmm.
Like
wait, with good moves and stuff. Do you guys remember that one boss? It wasn't the guy with the spear. It was the gank boss with the root thing.
You mean with all the enemies?
The guy that we were talking to for like a long time. Oh, the boss before that.
We had probably tried this like, what do you say, like 10 times maybe?
Probably, yeah.
The game crashed multiple times for a bunch of us.
Yeah.
There was one time where we finally, okay, so we wiped out all the enemies, right? We killed the main boss dude. Generally, when you kill the main boss dude, all the other little guys disappear, right? Caleb and Jay were dead. And it was just me, and I had literally a sliver of health, no healing. And there were still some sort of archer dude left. So, like, I was running away, being super careful, and then I ended up shooting a bomb and blowing myself up. And
you were behind a tree, so it bounced off the tree and hit you?
It was, like, the most... I think we were so broken at that point, we just started laughing.
It was a crazy laugh.
Yeah.
That boss was annoying. I couldn't believe
that. But I remember the first game did that as well. There is a church sequence where you had to defend against the enemies that were
didn't you have to put the boards up or something?
But I don't think that was that difficult.
No, you're thinking of Back for Blood.
No, they're actually...
Was there
they were coming in the windows, there was... and I thought you could barricade it. Maybe not.
I don't remember. Maybe you could. I don't know.
That's a mechanic in a lot of games, but... that boss was pretty bad. But for a long time, we were saying, man, I can't believe how much better this is than the first game.
Mm-hmm.
There were certain areas that were similar to Bloodborne, and we were loving all of that.
Yeah.
It was just so creative. We couldn't tell if it was actually randomly generated or not.
Yeah.
But at the end, those areas were like, yeah, these are obviously randomly generated.
Yeah, the Bloodborne area was really cool.
With the sewer section?
Yeah.
Where you had to open up the gates.
Mm-hmm. Was there a boss fight? Oh, it was
was that, like, ghost pig cow thing.
You mean in that like really tight corridor?
In the corridor, yeah. But that one's optional. I had stumbled upon the location randomly when we were exploring.
Yeah, the start of the game was really good.
You know what's weird is the some of the puzzles are actually like decent puzzles. Like they're actually good. Like that one that we were doing with the books and stuff.
Oh,
that one was a solid puzzle.
We were trying to do so many different things.
I can't remember what the solution was.
There are these
the books
icons or symbols on some of the dead bodies, and the book had the symbol in the front of it, so if it correlated with those, then it must have been one of the ones from the book. And then there was a riddle in the book you had to solve, and then I had to figure out, oh, this one kind of looks like a cracked glass or whatever. And so that must be this part of the riddle, and so I just played around until I got that. But that was actually a good puzzle. Like, we were here style puzzles in a way.
Yeah.
Problem is, the game isn't like that up until that point. So you're just like mindlessly blasting away at these enemies, and then you actually have to use your brain.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one, the robot area and the first location with the puzzle doors.
I forgot about that.
At least we think there was
a
puzzle. No,
I looked it up. The key to those doors is a completely random drop by that boss.
Wait, what doors?
Those doors we were knocking on. The way to get in, that boss we killed drops the key to that. But the thing is, it's a really low percentage drop chance that he'll even do that.
What?
So you need to replay the stupid thing over and over again?
Yeah.
No,
you have to replay the game and hope you get the key.
Wow.
Because you can't replay the dungeons. Yeah.
Even that area was cool, too.
That was a cool area. And that was a cool boss.
I think the problem with
Yeah.
What?
Nerud. That's the location.
Sounds like you're talking
I always said that, and you guys are confused.
Sounds like you're talking in reverse.
The first couple areas were really good, like that alien planet area, and then there was the Bloodborne area, and even like the
labyrinth
castle
area.
Yeah,
the portals.
What's the labyrinth? I was gonna say the castle area. The portal area was cool.
That's the labyrinth area.
Yeah, labyrinth. Sorry, but then it got to this part where it was an area that was actually in the last game, and it was just not fun.
Yeah, it was like a forest.
Yeah,
like a magical forest.
And we already played that area in the last game, so we recognized
it. I could do no more guy was there, but he didn't say it.
And no one's gonna unfortunately know.
I think they just got lazy towards the end. Like the bosses were really annoying and frankly just really lazy, and then like that last area was something we've already experienced.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of a spoiler, but I don't get why, you know, the three dudes in the chairs, like those lords or whatever. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't use that for like the end game boss area.
They could have even used that one weird, like, multi-universe. I don't even know what he is. You know that guy? Like,
he was the servidor for a while, and then he turned into an actual body.
Yeah, he would have been an interesting enemy. Like, this isn't really a spoiler because it's probably even the description of the game. The Root is back, or whatever. The main enemy from the first game, which is like a non-intelligent tree.
The least interesting part of the first game.
Well,
is the most,
I guess.
It's like, but it doesn't speak. Well, actually, you know what? In the first game, it might have spoke.
I don't remember that, though.
I don't know. It was like the kid or whatever.
Remnant 2 had a better second, or better final boss. Or, sorry. Remnant 1 had a better final boss.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I think we had complaints about it.
No, we didn't like the final boss for the first one.
It was, like, we didn't really understand the story, so maybe part of that is why, but it was definitely better than this one. I think a lot of people actually did like the final boss of Remnant 2. They thought it was a really cool experience, but I just don't like bosses where they just bombard you with everything.
Explosions, and, like, enemies, yeah.
There is the first area, the alien planet kind of thing, which actually reminded me of the alien planet from Half-Life or Black Mesa.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Or Amnesia Rebirth?
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
There is like the end boss for that area. That was pretty cool, but it also had a lot of those particle things going
on. One was hard for a while there.
But like we felt accomplished when we finally beat it. That was the extent of the annoying particle flying everywhere thing.
Well, there were certain things, like each particle did something different, and there was a way to combat each thing.
Technically, that's what they all do. Problem is, there are just so many of them sometimes. Like, with that one gank boss, you'd be fighting this guy over here, and then there's arrow archers in the woods shooting arrows at you.
What about the one that you get teleported to different spots? What was that?
That was that one.
That was that one?
I think so.
Wait, was it?
I don't know. They would randomly teleport you to a random spot on the arena.
I don't remember that.
There was another boss where there's like these three walkways and there is this giant rock monster
that was fighting you.
Yeah. I didn't like how he like instant kills you if he
first
jumps on
game
you.
Or next
second
or,
game.
Oh, second.
Second
game?
We played it the last time we played it, I think.
Remember there was the giant robot that was following you?
The main boss was
this
giant
thing floating
area.
Oh, yeah, I did like that one.
That boss was cool.
Yeah.
There was just one main boss that was like towards the side. And he doesn't do much except for, like, this one insta-kill attack. And then you're actually fighting his little minion that you can't fully kill.
Mm-hmm.
But when you down him, the main boss, like, floats up, and then he's vulnerable.
Wait. Yeah. That boss was, like, the epitome of the, what is it? The super janky movement system or parkour system.
Oh yeah,
the parkour
right.
in this game is dookie.
It's so
it's
bad.
I don't know
it's
what
so
they
rigid.
Were thinking. Yeah,
it's like when you jump, you can't like you're like
if you don't hold down space,
you're on
bar,
a path.
Or
to
if
like,
you don't hold down jump,
oh,
you're gonna fall off the
I
cliff and straight up
too.
Die.
Do you remember that area with the
the walkways or the pillars, floating pillars.
Yeah, but we didn't know it. But there was invisible bridges, like I don't know.
It wasn't explained. How are we supposed to know that?
We ended up looking it up because it was so annoying.
But the way the parkour works is you have to like sprint at a ledge and hit space at the perfect time because there's no jumping otherwise. Mm-hmm. There's only jumping if you hit it at the perfect timing. If you don't do the perfect timing, you'll just straight up roll off the ledge in front of you. The other thing is sometimes after jumping like that, your character decides if he wants to roll or doesn't roll.
Yeah.
So we were trying to do this parkour across these pillars. Sometimes he would just roll, and you can't stop the roll, so he just continued rolling off the cliff there. And we died 5 or 6 times on this.
It took forever.
Darksiders Genesis? Wait.
I never played the Darksiders games.
I played Darksiders 2 for a bit.
Oh.
I tried Darksiders 1, but I don't know. I've never heard of Darksiders Genesis before. That's interesting.
The main reason that we didn't like that boss, or at least we liked the boss, but there was this annoying part where the only way to get from one pillar to another were these stairs, and you could only do the parkour jump off of the stairs. You could not jump from the side walkway to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which honestly, because there's only one little section you could jump, and it was on opposite ends.
Yeah,
it was
staggered.
So you had to run to these stairs while this guy is charging up his insta-kill attack. Sometimes you just couldn't make it because it was so far away.
Yeah.
But any other game, you should be able to just, you know, hop over to it.
It's just weird. Like, I'm trying to imagine, like, what the developers were thinking. Like, they had to have playtested it, right? So, like, especially that one boss where, you know, where we died, like, a bunch of times. And it was the one with the arrow where I killed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did they play that and think it was okay? Like, unless we did something wrong or like, and I just don't understand.
I don't think we did. Like, there are some where we thought we were and we figured it out and we learned from our mistakes and then we actually beat it. But there were some towards the end where that just didn't happen because we knew why we were dying. We just could not physically avoid certain things.
Like the gank.
Yeah. And we even were trying to utilize like, you know, the healing spells and all those things. We ended up beating one boss by you, training him around the back of the map while Caleb was healed up.
Yeah.
And like we had to just cheese him kind of.
Yeah.
That one was really hard. But
that was like right before the final boss.
Yeah.
Something else that I wish it was kind of more like. I don't know how they would even do this considering it's like guns and stuff, but you know, like with Elden Ring, there are some times where if you can time your hit right, you can kill a boss like really quickly. But you have to, like, obviously learn its moves and stuff.
You're thinking about parrying?
Well, yeah. Like, if you, like, parry or, like, you can, you know, how you can, like, kill bosses quicker if you, like, learn their moves really well.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, like, hit them over and over and over and over. This game is, like, unloading your weapon over and over and over. Like, there's no, like, unique way of killing the boss. Like, it's just shoot it as many times as you possibly can until the health bar is done.
You know, that makes me think a lot of things in both these games are straight up afterthoughts. So there's that jumping parkour that seems like a janky solution to, oh, how are they going to get up to this top thing here? And then they end up incorporating it in actual boss fights.
Mm, yeah.
So it seems like an afterthought that they decided to just run with. Same with the melee combat. The melee combat is decent, but you can't compare that to anything like a Souls game.
Mm-hmm.
With melee combat, because like that's your weapon, that's your main weapon you have, you upgrade that, you use it for everything, but that's not ever going to work in this game just because some enemies actually fly and you can't even hit them with melee. So it's really just an afterthought weapon that I never even managed to upgrade all the way because you have to grind to upgrade your weapon.
I've used it a few times. It was helpful when I used it. Well, it was that one sword that you can like charge up or whatever.
But yeah, I do agree that upgrading is it needs to be a little, cost a little bit less or easier to get materials or something.
What's even more annoying is that no materials are shared in that game. At least, well, certain
materials
items are. We were picking up one thing, like ammo, that's not shared.
Yeah.
like the shop. I went and bought out the shop of all the upgrade materials, and you went to go get it, and then there were no more there because I had bought them all.
Oh, yeah, the shops and the ammo. I'm pretty sure those are the only two and things that are shared.
That's really annoying in co-op.
Yeah.
Because that's your world. So I just bought out all of your, like, your NPC's items, and you don't even have any for yourself now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they restock or not.
I don't know if they do.
But just upgrading is kind of annoying. Like, there are so many cool weapons. And that is another plus, is there are a ton of really cool weapons that we never really felt like trying because we'd have to grind to upgrade it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that one rifle, I was using it for a while, but it just wouldn't hold up because I didn't have the materials to get it to where I needed it to be. I just swapped back to my LMG because I'm like, this thing is better.
Yeah, I was discouraged from trying new weapons because I knew that the weapons I literally started the game with, I just used to the end game because I upgraded it so many times. And it was so hard to upgrade other guns.
Yeah, even if you wanted to get one to upgrade, there's no way of knowing how many materials it takes to get to that point where your other gun is.
Yeah.
So you have to just buy it and then either keep it in your inventory as you upgrade it, or you can't really use it because if you're like halfway through the game, it's going to be useless against the enemies. Mm-hmm. So you really have to know how much you need to upgrade that thing to a usable state.
Yeah.
Because like I bought a revolver. And I used like all my materials to upgrade it, but I couldn't really upgrade anything else besides that.
There is two modes that you could play. So there's the story, the campaign, then there's adventure mode, which once you actually play through the campaign, you have access to all the different locations in adventure mode. So basically, like you said before, you don't have to play through the campaign again. You could just go into adventure mode and maybe farm certain areas through adventure mode. That's what my guess is.
I can't imagine playing adventure mode though, because like if you think of the combat, like you'd just be going to these worlds and then killing waves.
Yeah,
there's like no point to it.
You know, the classes were more fleshed out in this, like the class system. And there's even a dual class system.
Subclasses, yeah.
But my issue was, so like there's one class that I wanted, which was the summoner class, because I had the dog. So I wanted to pair some like minions with that so I can send minions to attack enemies and have the dog heal people or whatever. The problem is that you only get that through a completely random event that happens when you're in the woods or the forest. No one knows how you actually activate it.
Activate what? The minions?
No, so you need to have a blood moon happen. No one knows how it's activated. The general consensus is it's completely random. You just have to be in there for a long time until it happens. So if you want to get this second class, you need an item you get from the Blood Moon enemies. The Blood Moon is, you can't guarantee it. So you can't farm it. You literally just have to run around this area aimlessly, sometimes for hours before it even happens.
What area?
It was in the tree area. It didn't happen for us.
Oh, that's weird.
It's like, it just happens at random, and then the enemies are different, and they drop a specific item you need.
So one thing that I do like the class system now, or better than the first game, because you get like different, I don't know what you call them, like you call them like rooms or something you can put on your weapon, or like different like power ups. And then the other thing is they give you rings, which I don't think were in the first game.
I thought they were.
They may have had rings.
This one had like what, three or four slots for rings?
Four ring slots and then one amulet.
Yeah, which I really liked because that was kind of fun to like weigh out the pros and cons and kind of switch them out depending on what you needed.
Yeah, some were like you get a lot more ammo, or you have more time like before you die, stuff like that.
I can't imagine the so not only do you have that, which is like the inventory side of things, but you also have your leveling up, like you can level up your vigor and your stamina. There was like a whole other row that I hadn't even unlocked.
So we had that same thing from the first game where we were beating the boss and they gave us new, I think they're called perks.
Mm-hmm. So that would probably be NG Plus, right?
Yeah, because I guess people who are really into these games really like the NG Plus, because you don't get all the bosses on your first way through. In fact, the bosses we fought, we could possibly play it again and get a different set of bosses, just because they swap out based on where you are. Like, the game chooses which boss you're going to fight at the start.
You choose campaign and it randomizes it.
Yeah, and at least like for the first game, there were certain bosses that you could choose to fight either one and then just choose the opposite on your next playthrough. Like that one dude with the four arms, General Grievous looking guy. You could either fight him there, or you could like keep him alive and he helps you with something.
Well, that's actually cool. I like that.
So things like that, like if we really wanted to get into it, we would have to get into NG Plus and all those things.
Well, technically, it's not NG Plus.
It is though.
It's like
you get to,
but
keep
you don't
your stuff.
You don't go into a.
Oh, it's not a new game. You go back to the hub and you can.
You go back to the crystal and you can like re-roll the campaign, I guess.
Oh, I see. Kind of like NG Plus though.
It is NG Plus technically, if you want to call it that.
Oh, something else is the game looks so much better.
Oh yeah.
Oh game. Yeah. Like, we were blown away with the visuals.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first game. We weren't really impressed with anything of how it looked, but there were some areas like. Shiny floors and like really good textures. Mm-hmm.
The castle,
yeah,
that
in
particular looked
really
good. The
castle looked amazing.
The crystal, like if you compare the first game's crystal to the new game's crystal, it's like night and day. Like,
oh,
the first
yeah.
one looks so bad.
Mm-hmm. The fire looked really good too.
Yeah,
some of the effects, like there was this one power up for your weapon called Witchfire. You'd fire this grenade, it would hit the ground, and it would generate this huge line of fire, and it just looked so cool firing that thing off.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like there's a lot of good to the game, especially the first half. Like the first half, we had a blast.
We didn't really have anything negative to say. I mean,
no.
Story, yeah, of course, but we didn't really have anything negative until the last time we played it.
Yeah, that was
The DLCs were very.
I'm talking about
the No. We're talking about the second game. Like the last, because the last session we played it for like 3 hours, and like by the end of it, I was so done with the game.
We actually technically we didn't even beat the final boss yet. Because we don't want to beat the final boss. It's
not a fun boss to fight.
So many of his shots are like one hits.
Yeah.
You can't even really do anything.
Like, there's zero reward for beating most of the bosses. Even like the other ones that were good, you don't really get anything that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get an item that you can maybe turn into a weapon or like a.
I'm trying to think if there was
weapon mod.
Were there any that we actually? Oh, they do give you the power ups. Like A lot of times when you beat a boss, you can use that weapon mod. And then, so I use some of those.
Mm-hmm. The weapon mods are good. But when they gave you the option for a weapon, which would probably happen at the end of the final boss, we wouldn't even be using it anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of useless.
Did we beat Remnant 2? We did not technically beat Remnant 2.
We got like almost
we're
the
on the
way.
Final boss, we but we the... just haven't done it because...
I mean, it's...
We played it for a long time, getting frustrated through the last two annoying areas that we just weren't having fun with. And then we boss rushed, like, a whole bunch of them, because that's what the game throws
like
at you.
It's three or four.
Yeah.
In there.
And then we finally got to this guy and tried him a few times, and we were just, like, really exhausted.
We were just done at
that late.
Point.
It was already, like, 2 a.m, and we were playing for hours.
Yeah.
Was it 2 a.m?
It was pretty late.
I don't think
it was 2 a.m.
It was definitely, like, around 1 or after 1.
Yeah, probably.
But... We were still really tired and just wanted to get off.
Plus, there's something like you also we don't have that motivation or we didn't have that motivation like from a story basis to like say, oh, I want to know what happens next. Like
mm-hmm.
there was such a cheesy. Well, I don't know if is that a spoiler. The girl.
Nobody's going to even remember her. She's such a forgettable character.
She's so lame.
That one guy that was made of energy or whatever. He said something that was really odd.
What? He can't help
didn't
you?
He like make a joke or something?
Something like that.
Oh.
And we were like, what
he's
is
like,
that?
He's
line?
Like an interdimensional being or something, and he was like joking.
He made like a Marvel level joke.
Oh, that was so. That was like cringy.
How many hours did it take? I think it was like 14 or 15 that we got to the final boss.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, we're just done.
Well, we also knew, because I had looked it up, that the final boss has three. Phases like that.
Three health bar phases.
We didn't even beat...
Not just three phases.
I don't even know if we got halfway through his first health bar.
No. I mean, we were really tired. So, like, we've been like, oh, we'll get on and beat the final boss, like, for the last week.
Yeah.
But we didn't really have any strong desire to do that.
Well, last night, we were talking about maybe doing it, but then Party Animals.
Yeah.
Party Animals. We're like, we got to play Party Animals.
Yeah. Just... Like, I don't know, we're saying a lot of negative. I mean, it has some good to it. Like the first half of the game is incredible.
First 70% of the game.
Yeah.
And then once you get to the last two areas, that's when it just starts going downhill.
Like, if the rest of the game was, like, the first 70%, it would have been, like, up there. Like, it would be a really good game.
If they kept the girl out of it.
Well, she's a part of the story. Just, like, I'm trying... The problem is you...
Oh, wait. Do you guys remember the intro? The intro where the girl, the random girl that you're with,
yeah,
you don't even know who she is.
I think they should have kept, if like, yeah, because you don't care about her, but I feel like they should have kept her throughout the story. Like, yeah. Then maybe something happened.
She just
to her
became like
a
trader, a merchant.
Yeah.
Where she sells stuff. But the thing is, she's like, oh, I got root rot, because root rot is like the disease you get from the root. And then you're trying to help her. She's like, yo, I could do this myself. And all of a sudden, like, you get to the place and you're like, I don't know. It's just
She just turns into an NPC merchant. Like, she's not even a part of the story.
I don't know. It was just so odd.
The story is another one of those things that seems like an afterthought.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, with the Souls-like games, you don't really play them for the story. And this one, I would say the same thing, but they force it, like, they force feed you the story. Like, mm-hmm. like I keep going back to that one dialogue thing where we were sitting there for 10 minutes, skipping the dialogue.
Whoa, nice windows. No, I'd say the best type of story, besides, like, it's like the opposite side of the spectrum. There's the Naughty Dog level storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other, like, the Dark Souls level of storytelling, where it's like so interesting that you actually go and watch a video on it about like an hour or two long video of the story of this or the story of that. And then there's Remnant in the middle. That's like,
it's like an uncanny story.
It's like kind of weird.
Yeah. You just like, they want it. It's like, they don't know what to do. Like, they want to be, oh, we want to have like a really good story, but it's also like, we want to like, have like that Dark Souls elements, like just choose. I'd rather them just go the Dark Souls route, where like maybe some things are, it's like interesting, and you watch a video afterwards where you find out the lore.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's lackluster.
They always say show, don't tell, and yeah. Like Dark Souls, what they usually do is there's an intro cutscene where they show you the very, very basic story. Like Dark Souls 3 tells you about the main lords that you're going to go fight or something, and that's it. You learn everything else by the NPCs in game or whatever.
But you don't even need to talk to the NPCs.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a choice that you could just, you go up to them and be like, oh, I want to talk to this guy.
Well, the NPCs don't just give you these giant exposition dumps. They will, like, give you some general lore, like, oh, this ancient giant was killed by so-and-so. And then later on in game, you find this giant, like, dead or whatever and loot his body or something. It's, like, cool stuff like that. This game, you go up to a character and they just explain the most obscure stuff ever without actually showing you anything. And it's all just like, oh, well, I guess I'll take your word for it and do this.
And you've already been so hammered with like dialogue that it just falls on dull ears. Like, you're just not interested in what
you just skip it.
Yeah.
Oh, here's something that I thought was really telling. The main voice is the guy who plays Charles from Red Dead. He plays Bode from Jedi Survivor and a couple other things. I think he's in Star Wars Rebels or something. He's a really good voice actor in like everything I've heard him in. He was very, in this game, awkward, like very awkward sounding and out of his element.
Well, he was the player?
Yeah, he would just say the most random things.
It was like a specific voice that you could choose.
Yeah.
And that shows me right there that it's not the voice acting at all. It was 100% the writing that made him sound like that, because you know how good of a voice actor he is. Like, that he did a full mocap performance thing for Jedi Survivor.
Yeah, that was really good. He was good in that game.
He's a really good voice actor, and in this one, it didn't even sound like him. It was just so awkward.
Uncanny.
Yeah, out of pocket.
In for that. For the check.
He went in, got his money, and got out.
Yeah.
It's like the problem that the original Star Wars movies had, that they're all on a green screen, and like the performances were more wooden because they didn't feel like they were actually
the
acting.
Prequels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the originals, but those are the original ones I watched as a kid. But yeah, the three prequel movies were very wooden with the acting, even though I still enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just when there's not this good environment for acting or good writing, even a good actor can look like they're a bad actor.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
Besides all the negative stuff, we really enjoyed for at least like 10 hours of gameplay there.
I mean, I would have been happy playing like the first 70% and then stopping.
Imagine that one boss in the castle was the final boss.
That would have been cool.
I would have, the game would be a million times
better.
Maybe
make him a little difficult, because I think
not one-shotted.
Yeah,
we always say that, like one-shotted the boss, but We tried the boss. Yeah. Not one-shotted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was a more interesting character than the Root.
The Root.
Like, yeah.
What is the Root? Like,
unconventional disease.
So stupid. I'm sorry, but it's so
It's really dumb.
I actually bought the deluxe or whatever that was, so I get the DLCs that come out. So we'll probably play the DLCs.
Root's back.
No, please get out of here, Root. Get some weed killer or something. Like, honestly, the ending too. Area is straight up the air tree from Elden Ring.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, I remember going into this, Root Earth, I think it's called?
The last
final area
yeah.
in Remnant 2. I'm pretty sure a lot of the stuff that I saw was from Remnant 1.
Yeah.
That like, it was the same beginning area to Remnant 1.
Yeah.
When was it made?
What, Remnant 2 or 1?
Remnant 2, because it almost seems like they were doing a really good job, and then maybe, like, COVID hit, and then they were all working from home and just didn't care.
Because
it just, like, they just quickly finished it up, or like, they weren't meeting deadlines.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something happened towards the end, because those bosses towards the beginning were some of the most creative bosses I've ever seen in gaming.
The blue, the blue thing that kept going into the giant floating whales.
Oh, that was such a cool where it controlled the little thing,
the little parasite.
Yeah,
that was such a cool boss.
That fight was sick.
So the thing is like we see the developer's potential. Like they have the potential to make a really excellent game,
mm-hmm.
but something happens towards the end, and they need to get rid of the whole story part. I think they're still trying to figure out what they're best at.
Let's hope the DLCs are actually good this time. Like I remember we played the DLCs for 1.
Yeah,
you can go and listen to podcasts on them. I think we talked about them.
Oh, it was just like a bunch of randomly generated areas.
Remember that giant that you're supposed to care about, or whatever.
Wasn't that girl in there as well?
She was too.
Yeah,
but yeah, this giant shows up and like dies in 3 seconds, and then it has this huge scene where they're all like crying over
it. Yeah, it's like
like literally the same scene. He shows up, he dies.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly,
something like that. Yeah,
but wasn't it the Root?
Him? Oh.
Yeah, the Root was back in
the Root was the one that killed him.
I don't know. It's like the Root is just this embodiment of evil that honestly,
of course they made it
it's
red.
Not a good enemy. Like no one likes that type of like you know enemy. It's like they want someone that like has like a good reason for being what they are and like an intriguing, you know, viewpoint.
Somehow it made the story of the first game look better though.
Yeah,
like the whole thing with the dreamer or whatever is actually kind of interesting if you think about it.
Oh,
remember that ending
with the little kid?
Yeah, we thought it was weird.
Yeah, that was actually pretty interesting.
But it's more interesting than literally Groot.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was cool. I forgot about that. Yeah,
there were multiple enemies that looked like Groot.
I say the best like the best thing they could do is probably like just develop a new IP and. Focus on like the bosses and like the good mechanics that they have.
Imagine they do another IP. It's like they call it like the tree.
Oh my gosh. It's like the dirt. That's the main enemy, the dirt.
Yeah.
What is it? The Bloodborne area? Speaking of almost Bloodborne, Lies of P comes out in
I'm so excited for that.
A week or so.
It's been a while since we had an actual good soul.
I cannot wait for Lies of
P. Oh, that could be our last or for the you know.
Are we really going to beat that in a week?
We're not going to beat it.
I don't know. We could do it later on.
The people came out and said 30 to 60 hours for your first playthrough. There's no way we're beating that. Like
that's going to be
that's
later
like December.
On.
We do the podcast on it.
Yeah. Cuz we have this coming month we have the Halloween series, so we're going to be pretty busy.
But so excited for Halloween.
I know.
You know, Lies of P is not a horror game, but it is like kind of gothic horror-ish.
We could technically talk about obviously we're going to have stuff for October, but we could potentially, we don't technically need to beat it to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It just depends on how we all are.
It kind of seems like it does have like a decent hold on or a decent story.
Yeah, but I hope it's like Dark Souls. Like in the actual demo, you wake up. And then they're like, oh, come to this hotel. And you go to the hotel, and the hotel is the hub.
Mm.
So it's like the Firelink Shrine of the game. And then you kind of go off from there.
I mean, even from the
demo,
there's
not really much of a story. And I mean, there kind of is, because you're Pinocchio. Yeah.
I mean, even in the story, I'm like, or even in the Liza, like in the demo, I was really interested because like I want to know what happened to the world. Like it's so.
Oh. Also, there's more than just robots. There's like creatures.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like creatures that you could fight and zombies and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know. It just seems like a good.
Yeah, I want to watch like videos on it. That type of.
I never even played the demo because I'm just. I want to get fully into it when it comes out.
Yeah, and apparently people have played like a newer, thing than the demo, like a newer build, and they said that it like it's even better than the demo.
I think it's gonna be pretty huge.
Yeah,
the demo has been downloaded over a million times.
Oh wow!
I put like 4 hours in the demo.
Huh.
I'm like,
it's pretty good.
This normally usually doesn't happen for a demo.
Remember those free trials that we used to have in games?
Dying Light 1.
Yeah,
Caleb and I played Dying Light 1 for hours.
We used to play. It was like an hour demo.
It was an hour demo, and then we would
shut off,
play it, and what before like 2 or 3 minutes before the demo ended, we'd close the game and reopen the game, and then it would reset it.
It was
like a full day and a full night of Dying Light.
The night was always so terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
With
so good.
What do they call those things? Berserkers or whatever? Those like zombies that are. It was like special zombies at night.
Volatiles?
Is that what they're called?
I think they're called volatiles.
Huh.
But.
So we can close off the Remnant thing.
Yeah.
How much was that in the world? 60? Something like that?
I paid 60 for it. No, 50.
50? Oh, it was 60.
60 for the deluxe, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I don't know if I want to get the deluxe.
Well, I figured we'd buy the DLCs at some point to play together because we did it for the other one.
Yeah.
We can hope that they're better. So I just got the $60 one or whatever.
It took us like 15 hours to beat straight story, Casey.
Do games still have demos like that? I think so. There's so, not probably. As many, but there are games that still have demos.
It's pretty rare. I haven't seen it.
Not in a long time. Big games. I remember like you can go find indie demos now, but like if it's like let's say Elden Ring 2, that's not going to have a demo. Stuff like that, like big games.
Mm. I still got to beat Elden Ring.
Yeah,
I gotta be the fire giant. I hate him so much.
We did talk about it though.
Honestly, yeah, I can hop on and you can summon me and we could.
Yeah, I might the fire do that. But I hate
that boss is stupid.
He's so annoying. Like he's so big. I can't even like. I'm just like slicing his.
Our first playthroughs, we actually cheesed him using.
I know. I got
using the cheese that they fixed.
Yeah, that was. I was so mad about that.
I was very glad that I didn't have to fight him normally because I tried because I did. I don't like cheesing bosses, but he made me so angry that I was like. I don't care.
And
like,
after that so point, annoying. That's when the game gets crazy.
Yeah.
So like, honestly, if I didn't have that cheese, I probably would have gotten stuck and then lost interest.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now. I mean, I haven't played it in like 6 months.
Sometimes a boss is just so uninteresting that like you don't know if it's worth going past.
Yeah. He's just annoying. Like he's just his moves are really hard to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, is that everything?
Remnant 2, good first half, bad last half.
Yes. Yeah,
stories.
Yeah.
Pretty crap. But.
It is still a fun game. Like if you can get it on sale and you have a couple friends you can play it with, it is worth playing through. It's just be prepared for the ending.
And you may have you may be able to get past the story. Like for us, we like good stories. So if they're gonna shove it down our throats, like we want it to be decent.
Well, what is it? We've played too many good story games.
Yeah. So
to.
You may have a lower standard. Story.
You can't go from playing like The Last of Us, which is a post-apocalyptic story, to this game, which is also a post-apocalyptic story, and have any comparison.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like art versus like you know gas station.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I think that'll be. I think that'll be it for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for. I don't think we're gonna have one for next week, right?
I don't know.
I would like to talk about Starfield at some point.
We'll try. We might be back next week, but maybe.
Yeah.
No way we're going to beat Starfield by next week, but
I mean, I already beat it, but.
Yeah, but you played a lot. You like, yeah.
All right.
You're going to close us out or like sitting here? No.
I'm trying to think of how to close this out. I don't know. I'm going brain dead.
You just
today.
Throw something at the camera and then shut it off.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you in the next podcast.